KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Look at this day. Doesn't it look and feel like day after Christmas? Because it is. You're riding the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. I'm Cecil Doyle. Hope you and yours had a great one. We're going to keep the music flowing for another... Oh, it's Wednesday, midweek. We're going to hear a track by Beau Soleil avec Michael Doucet in a few minutes. Their contribution to the En Francais 2 compilation that came out just a couple of months back. And we'll also hear some classic Stones over the weekend. I kept hearing this tune over the television set. Obviously, it's included in a brand new film coming out, Not Fade Away, which was another tune the Stones covered in their early days. Anyway, let's kick it off with the man of the hour. From his upcoming release, How to Kill a Horse, Brother Deej. Great. Fine. Yeah, good to the last drop. The Deuce, Michael Ducé, along with Beau Soleil, and a fine rendition of The Last Time, a tune probably made most famous by the Rolling Stones and included on the recent En Francais 2 compilation. And Michael, if you're listening, got your message. Called the other day while we were during Deej's interview on Christmas Eve, and giving his props to Brother Deej. Stones before that with the classic Parachute Woman from Beggar's Banquet, that's obviously seeing a new life and included in a soundtrack of a new motion picture called Not Fade Away. Funny because the Stones covered that to a Buddy Holly classic early on in their career. And as I said, the man of the hour, Brother Deej, with Waya from his upcoming album that should be hitting sometime very soon, How to Kill a Horse. And all the reports I'm hearing is Brother Deej's tune in Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained is really, really awesome. So looking forward to seeing that. It's 11 minutes past the hour. This is about 12, actually. Time to look at the weather. Yeah, as I said, it's feeling like winter. Partly cloudy skies today, a high of about 47, a northwest wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear this evening with a low of 33, and mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 57. Currently, it's 42 degrees and cloudy here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Stay tuned to KRVS coming up at 12 noon today. It's Dirty Rice, and at 1 o'clock, Courtney Petrie and the Bluegrass Highway. Going to listen to some Louisiana rock and roll. Go back to the, circa 1970 probably, and the group Grits, as well as Potlicker. When was the last time you heard Potlicker? But we're going to start off with a brand new album, local album by Carl Brown and Friends. He employs a people like Tony Daigle, I think he plays on this particular track, as well as some background vocals by the Taco Sisters. This is the title track to Getting Better All of the Time. Carl Brown and Friends here on the Caravan.
Well, you know, you started thinking, I wish I'd never started dreaming. I can, and I find it's getting better all the time.
get back to the Bayou Country. Smell a magnolia spring to your knees. Then on goes the Cajun women.
Spanish moss hanging from a big old tree.
Liquor. What is that day to? Maybe 1970, 71. I don't know. The album was Levee Blues. And if you're old enough to remember Pot Liquor, you're as old as I am or older. Before that, Grits from around the same time period. Duke Bardwell, a good friend of the KRVS family, was part of that group, and a pretty big hit for them, Bayou Country, dating back from around that same time period. Classic Louisiana rock here on the Caravan, and new Louisiana music by Carl Brown and Friends. Title track to the brand new album, Getting Better All the Time, and a nice, nice sounding album it is as well. A playlist for all of the tracks you're hearing and will hear later today on the Caravan can be found on our website. Simply head to www.krvs.org. You know, all the stuff we got there. We've got archived podcasts if you missed this one, or I already got a couple of calls about people asking about wanting to hear the Deej interview we did on Christmas Eve, and it's not up yet, but just check every day. We'll hopefully get someone in here and post those on the website. You know, we're on vacation here on campus, so a lot of our staff is off for a few days, but we'll get it up as soon as possible. But you can always check out archive podcasts of all locally produced shows at that website, krvs.org. You can also pledge your support to keep this operation fluid and running anytime, safe and securely. krvs.org. You can also send a request, ask a question, things like that to me at medicineballcaravan@gmail.com. Let's listen to the latest album by Dylan LeBlanc. He was here a couple of years ago. We'll listen to his new album, Cast the Same Old Shadow. But here's our good friend Joanna Devine from Electric Tide. And Last One to Know. treasure Sonny Landreth, along with the members of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. The track from Sonny's latest all-instrumental release, Elemental Journey, something called Opening Sky. Prior to that, Dylan LeBlanc with Diamonds and Pearls from his new album, Cast the Same Old Shadow. And our own Joanna Devine, Last One to Know from Electric Tide. Joanna has been signed recently to the Universal Music Group. From right here in the Lafayette area, this is the group known as The Botanist. Kyle Como and the rest of the guys with Naked in a Desperate Land.
submission.
Radios appear.
This New Year's Eve was the final barrier.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
We took you up and we put you in the backseat.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
From year to year, we looked up for the venture.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
Dominance.
Submission. Submission.
Dominance.
Submission.
Dominance.
Submission.
Dominance.
Submission.
Dominance.
Submission. Submission.
Dominance.
Submission.
nice tune about airplane bombers to wind up this day after Christmas edition of the Medicine Ball Caravan Classic Blue Oyster Cult from the release Secret Treaties in ME-262, preceded by Dominance and Submission. Before that, Mountain, a Felix Pappalardi number, title track to their classic release from 1971, I think, Nantucket Sleigh Ride. And from right here in Lafayette, Louisiana, The Botanist began that final set with Naked in a Desperate Land from their album from probably about 2 years ago now. It's called About Ghosts. Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Stick around. Coming up next, it's a repeat edition of Dirty Rice, and if I'm not mistaken, it should be Bill Bolins from Saturday Night with his in-studio guest, Michael Juan Nunez. That's coming up at 12 noon, and at 1 o'clock, it's Courtney Petrie driving us down the Bluegrass Highway. Have a great day. Come on back. As always, we'll do it again tomorrow. This is Public Radio.